Okay, our friends. So spring is upon us. Do you know how I know that? Because here where we live, I have seen little robins hopping around trying to build a nest. And when you see robins, it's springtime. And so today's story is called This is the Nest That a Robin Built. And this was written by Denise Fleming, and oh, it is fun to look at. This is a good one to get your eyes on. So I will post a link to it on my Instagram so you can see the pictures, but I will also post it on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you want to get any of these books that we read, there they will be. Go and get them and support these great authors. Now, that being said, let us read, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and well, he's nuzzling me and he's making a very interesting sound. What are you doing? Are you a cat? Purring? Ah, there it is, friends. I have a very cuddly, nuzzling kitten who is currently cuddling me. And it's a wonderful thing. So today's story is read by Mommy and her kitten. Here we go. This is the squirrel who trimmed the twigs, but not too big, that anchor the nest that Robin built. You know, you must anchor a nest. This is the dog who brought the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, but not too big, that anchor the nest that Robin built. This is the horse who shared his straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchor the nest that Robin built. And in each of the pictures thus far, we have seen those things. The horse and the dog. Yeah. This is the pig, who mixed the mud, soft, not soupy, that plasters the straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchors the nest that Robin built. Oh. And look at this. On this page, we can see lots of different things. I wonder, it says, now I can see which one we're talking about. On this page, we see a frog and some flies and some ladybugs and a mouse, but it's the mouse we're talking about. This is the mouse who gathered the weeds, dotted with seeds, that bind the mud, soft, not soupy, that plasters the straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchors the nest that Robin built. Oh! What a beautiful creature this is. What is it? A rabbit. This is the rabbit who picked the grass, fresh and sweet, that cushions the weeds, dotted with seeds, that binds the mud, soft, not soupy, plasters the straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchors the nest that Robin built. Oh my goodness. Do you know what's wonderful about robins? They lay eggs that are a special color. Do you know what that color is? Blue. That's right. It's a very special blue. In fact, it's such a special blue that when you buy a box of crayons that has that color in it, they will call them robin's egg blue. And, well, in this picture, we see them. These are the eggs, brittle and blue, that lay on the grass, fresh and sweet, that cushions the weeds, dotted with seeds, that bind the mud, soft, not soupy, that plasters the straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchor the nest that Robin built.
My favorite.
Look, these are the nestlings. And can you imagine three little golden trumpets attached to some of the biggest, softest eyes you've ever seen, with tiny bits of fluff sticking out around the body beneath them? Because that is what a brand new baby bird looks like. They've got their beaks open and they're saying, "Feed me, feed me, feed me." And these are the nestlings, tufted in pink, that cracked the eggs, brittle and blue, that lay on the grass, fresh and sweet, that cushions the weeds, dotted with seeds, that binds the mud, soft and not soupy, that plasters the straw, rough and tough, that covers the string, long and strong, that wraps around the twigs, not too big, that anchor the nest that Robin built. And this is the Robin who built the nest. And what is the Robin doing? Can you tell? Yes, I shall say. It is snatching a worm out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And so this is the Robin who built the nest, anchored with twigs, not too big, topped with string, long and strong, covered with straw, rough and tough, plastered with mud, soft, not soupy, bound with weeds, dotted with seeds, cushioned with grass, fresh and sweet, who laid the eggs, brittle and blue, cracked by nestlings, tufted in pink. And now the fledglings, rumpled and ready, rumpled and ruffled, are ready to fly. There they are, the baby birds have grown, and the little bits of fluff on them have become feathers. And 1, 2, 3, they jump out of the nest. Good bye. Away they go. And guess what will happen to them next? Mm-hmm. Guess. I'll tell you. They will go and make nests of their own. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Meow. Yeah, I thought so too. And it is also the... Can you say meow, meow? Okay.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.